This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I've never met a woman that I know of named Dodie, although somebody told me their mother's name was Dodie, D-O-D-I-E. Her last name was Gadient, G-A-D-I-E-N-T. She was a retired school teacher in California. As part of her retirement deal, she bought a fifth wheel. Had a pickup truck and the trailer that you hook onto the back of the truck. And that was her retirement. She's just going to camp. What a depressing life to just camp. That's another story. I won't go there. She's on Interstate 5, just north of Los Angeles. Runs north and south. Many of you have been on Interstate 5, and her truck just stops. Pulls over to the side. It's in one of those freeways in California where there's not much of an emergency lane. Part of her fifth wheel was out in the lane, and cars were honking as they went by, and she's scared to death. She's going to get hit. And Dodie Gadiot would say all she could pray was, "Lord, send me an angel. I need an angel. Just send somebody to help me." Nothing happened for several minutes, and finally a Harley Davidson pulled up, and a guy that she said literally looked like the quintessential Hell's Angel got off the bike, grabbed something out of a bag on his bike, didn't even say a word to her, never even spoke to her, went up to the front of the car and started working on the engine. She's scared to death. This guy's working on my car and he's not saying a word. Finally comes back and says, "You need a new water pump, I'll get it, just stay here, I'll be right back." He got a water pump. It took a couple of hours probably to do that. Didn't want a dime for it. The only thing he wanted was to be reimbursed for the water pump, whatever he paid for it. Still, no communication. She says, "Thanks," and he got on the bike, and as he was leaving, he said, "Don't ever judge a book by its cover. You don't always know who you're talking to." Kicked it in gear and took off up Interstate 5. It was a lesson for Dodie Gadiot. She prayed for an angel. She just didn't expect a Hell's Angel. That was the problem. She was expecting an angel, but not a Hell's Angel. And you say, why do you tell that story? For this reason. Be honest in your spirit. You have judged people like I have. You have dismissed people like I have. You have prejudged people like I have. And we put people in categories. Now, he's a loser. She's a loser. What does he know? What does she know? And all I want to tell you is that God can see something in that person that you'll never see. Why? Because he saw it in Matthew, the tax collector who was hated by the people. And the Lord said, saw something in him that he could use for the kingdom of God. And he did. Just like the Lord can see something in your life, in my life, and say, I can use that for the kingdom of God. Don't ever dismiss a person created by God. Just remember that. I'm not going to dismiss somebody created by God, knowing that God can do whatever he wants with whomever he wants, just like he did with Matthew. And Matthew would go on to write the first book of the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew, a man who was hated. It's not a matter of comparative difference. You know, some people, we always want to compare ourselves with other people. Well, I'm better than my sister. I'm better than my brother. I'm better than my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law. And we can forget that. God doesn't operate with comparative difference. He operates with the cross. One sin is enough. D.L. Moody used to illustrate it this way. If you were holding a chain and a man's hanging on the other end over a cliff, on a chain, how many links in the chain would have to break before the man would fall to his death? Somebody say it. One. That's all that has to happen. If I'm guilty of sinning once, I'm a sinner. You're guilty of sinning once, you're a sinner in need of forgiveness. Jesus calls people to repentance.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.